From Spark and Anvil and Voice Tale, this is Hush, in Chapter 1 of the Voice Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The damp autumn wind rattled the dry leaves of the great hedgerow, but the fire in the clearing burned hot and orange. Bramble sat on a rotting oak log, his thornbush head twitching slightly whenever a bright spark popped into the cool air. Around the flames, a dozen young woodland creatures sat huddled in the warmth, listening to a ghost story. A young rabbit named Pip was currently speaking so fast, his long ears vibrated with every breathless syllable.
And then the door creaked open, and there was a shadow, and it moved closer and closer, and
Pip ran entirely out of air and stopped, his small chest heaving as he stared at his audience. The listeners blinked, but nobody leaned forward and nobody gasped, because the scary part had gone by too quickly. It was like watching someone throw a handful of dry leaves into the wind, leaving nothing behind to hold on to. From the dark edge of the clearing, a soft voice spoke with absolute calm.
"There was no room," the voice said softly. The story had no quiet in it.
Bramble turned his prickly head toward the sound, peering through the dim light of the dying fire. A small, round owl sat on a low oak branch, her feathers the color of dry bark. Her eyes were huge and steady, and Bramble realized he had not heard her arrive at all. Owls were clever like that, capable of moving through the thickest woods without making a single sound.
"Excuse me?" Bramble asked, his voice rustling like dry grass in a winter field.
"My name is Hush," the owl said, and then she simply stopped speaking. She did not explain herself, nor did she blink her wide, golden eyes. She just sat there, looking at Bramble, while the silence between them stretched out. One long second passed, then another, and then a third before anyone made a sound. The crackle of the oak log seemed to grow louder in the sudden stillness of the clearing. Bramble found himself tilting his head, waiting with growing curiosity for her to finish her thought. He leaned forward, his thorny branches scraping against his collar as the silence pulled him in. Hush finally blinked her massive eyes and offered a tiny, knowing smile.
"See," she said softly, "I did nothing. I only waited. And you leaned in."
A strange thrill went through Bramble's dry branches, and he felt a sudden spark of genuine excitement.
"Do it again," he whispered, leaning his thorny head even closer to the little owl's branch.
Hush settled her feathers and began to speak in a voice like dry silk. "The old well in the garden had been dry for 100 years, she said. "But that morning, the rabbit looked down into the dark and saw."
She stopped, letting the silence hang in the air like a heavy mist. The fire hissed, and a cricket chirped once in the grass, but no one in the circle dared to breathe. In that heavy stillness, every creature imagined what kind of monster was waiting below. Then very gently, Hush finished, two bright eyes looking back up.
The circle gasped, and a young squirrel shivered as the cold wind swept through the trees. The paws had done the work, making those two eyes far scarier than any words could have. Bramble shook his head, his dry thorns rattling like dry leaves in a sudden breeze. "I run a listening circle for the young creatures of the forest," he said, looking at her with respect. "I try to teach them how to tell stories out loud, but they all rush through the best parts." He gestured toward the young rabbit, who was still trying to catch his breath by the fire. "They believe that more words make a better tale, but they only end up tripping over themselves." He stepped closer to her branch, his wooden joints creaking in the chilly night air. "Would you join my circle and teach them the one thing I can never seem to explain?" He paused, letting his own small silence sit between them for a moment while the wind sighed. "I want you to teach them the one thing I cannot, which is how to stop."
Hush considered his request for a long, comfortable moment, her large eyes reflecting the dying orange embers. She did not rush to answer, because rushing was simply not in her nature. Finally, she gave a slow nod that ruffed the soft feathers around her neck. "I will come," she said, her voice barely louder than the wind in the pines. "I am very good at waiting, and stories always need a bit of time to breathe." The next afternoon, Hush took her place at the edge of the listening circle for the first time. She sat on a low, mossy stump, looking like a soft, round ball of gray wool. The young animals watched her with curious eyes, wondering why a quiet owl was sitting in their class. She said very little during the lessons, but her quiet presence changed the energy of the clearing. Whenever she did speak, the entire circle leaned forward to catch every single word. They quickly learned that Hush only spoke when she had something truly important to say. When Bramble gathered the students the following week, he decided it was time to introduce the paws. He stood in the center of the clearing and pointed a twiggy finger toward the silent owl. "Watch Hush," Bramble instructed the young animals, his voice echoing off the ancient stone wall. "When you tell your stories, I want you to try something very difficult." He leaned in close, his wooden face serious as he looked at each of them. "Right before you deliver the most important word of your tale, you must stop completely. Do not speak, do not wiggle, and do not gasp for air," he warned them. "Just take one quiet breath and let the silence sit in the air like a secret."
A young field mouse named Toby stepped forward, his long tail twitching nervously against the damp earth. He was telling an adventure story about an ancient treasure hidden deep inside a hollow oak tree. Toby spoke quickly, his voice rising in excitement as his hero climbed into the dark trunk. He reached into the rotten wood, his paws shaking, and there he found... Toby suddenly remembered Bramble's instruction and clamped his small mouth shut. He held the silence for one full, agonizing second, his whiskers trembling with the effort. The other animals leaned forward, their eyes wide as they waited for the secret to be revealed. The quiet grew so thick you could hear the dry leaves scraping across the forest floor. Then Toby whispered the final word, "Gold," and let it ring out in the quiet. "Did you feel that?" Bramble asked, looking around the circle at the wide-eyed students. Every single creature nodded, their faces filled with a sudden, quiet understanding. The deliberate silence had given the simple word a power it never would have had otherwise. Hush spoke up from her low branch, her soft voice carrying easily across the silent clearing. "The quiet is not empty," she said gently, looking at each of the young animals in turn. "The quiet is the place where the listener does their own imagining. When you stop speaking, their minds rush forward to fill that empty space with their own thoughts." She ruffled her soft feathers slightly, letting a tiny speck of gray down drift to the forest floor. "That is the exact moment when their minds belong to you, because they are building the world with you." She looked around the circle, her golden eyes reflecting the soft afternoon light filtering through the canopy. "A told story is never just the words you choose to speak aloud," she said. "A told story is the spaces between the words, too."
A young badger named Barnaby shifted his weight, his claws scratching nervously against a flat stone. "But isn't it terrifying to just stop and say absolutely nothing?" he asked, his voice small. "It feels like everyone is staring at you, waiting for you to make a mistake." "It is very scary at first," Hush admitted, nodding her round head in sympathy. "The quiet feels incredibly long when you are the one who has to hold it. But to the person listening, that brief pause feels absolutely perfect and full of wonder." She leaned down from her branch, her dark eyes warm with a deep and patient understanding. "Trust the quiet, Barnaby, because it is doing far more work than you realize." Later that evening, after the young animals had scurried off to their warm burrows,
Hush stayed behind. The two of them sat together in the deepening twilight, watching the orange embers glow in the dark. The forest was peaceful, filled only with the distant murmur of the river and the rustle of leaves. "You do not mind the quiet at all, do you?" Bramble asked after a long time.
"I love it,"
Hush said simply, her voice blending with the soft sigh of the wind. Then she fell silent once more, settling her round body deeper into her soft gray feathers.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hush. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.